MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. Time for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. And hello, Andy, and welcome back.
Well, happy to be back once again, Bill, as usual. And for the Red Sox, the up-and-down season continues.
All right, a little bit down of note of late. So, Andy, let's begin with last night.
Well, at Camden Yards in Baltimore, the Red Sox lost the rubber game of their three-game series to the Orioles, falling 6-1. Cutter Crawford got roughed up in a second straight start, allowing 5 runs over 6 innings. Sox back at Fenway tonight, hosting the Detroit Tigers, opening up a 6-game homestand with 4 guys come in for 2. First pitch tonight at 7:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. Red Sox have now reached the 500 mark at 28-28. They're in third place in the AL East, 9.5 games behind the first place Yankees. But there was some good news last night at Fenway Park, even though that the Red Sox are not in town, as Dustin Pedroia, Trot Nixon, Jonathan Papelbon, all inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Wow, they did that when the team was out of town, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, that whole ceremony thing with the Red Sox Hall of Fame kind of is bizarre to me, because it's always kind of held. You really don't know about it, but you can buy tickets for it. It should be more of a ceremony, you would think, like before a game when there's a full stadium and that type of thing. And I don't know. But anyways, yes, that was kind of held under the radar last night with the Red Sox for losing to the Orioles.
You know, I certainly anything can get past me, but that certainly did last night. You know, you would think that that wouldn't be the case. All right. So let's stop on that, and let's have you review what's happened with this Red Sox team since we last talked exactly 1 week ago.
Well, on Friday, the Brewers were at Fenway. They beat the Red Sox 7-2. As I mentioned, Cutter Crawford getting roughed up last night. He got roughed up on Friday, giving up 6 runs in 4 1/3 innings. That was his shortest outing of the season. The one bright note for the Red Sox, Dominic Smith, hit his first home run as a member of the Red Sox. Saturday, the Brewers doubled up the Red Sox 6-3. Nick Pivetta recorded his 1,000th career strikeout, but he took the loss, giving up 5 runs in 3 1/3 innings. Sunday, the Red Sox came back to nip the Brewers 2-1 as Jaron Duran's RBI single in the bottom of the eighth broke the 1-1 tie. The Red Sox then headed to Baltimore on Memorial Day Monday. The Orioles trounced the Red Sox 11-3. Started Cooper Criswell giving up 6 runs in 4 innings. The Sox came back on Tuesday to beat the Orioles 8-3 as Wilder Abreu and Rob Rutschneider hit home runs. Rafael Devers had 4 hits in this one. Brian Bale allowing 3 runs in 5 innings. He struck out 7 for his 6th win of the season.
And I know you told us a week ago, Andy, that this stretch of games coming up was not going to be easy for the Sox, and that is apparently borne out to be absolutely correct.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's certainly not going to get easier. The Tigers have been playing good ball this year, then, of course, with the Braves coming in after that. So we'll see more potential 500 action going on, or lose more than they win. We'll have to see what progresses.
Well, the win some, lose some will continue. Andy, any other Red Sox notes to share with us?
Yeah, a few transactions to give everyone some updates on. On Saturday, the Red Sox traded infielder Pablo Reyes to the Mets for cash considerations. On Sunday, Red Sox signed pitcher Brad Keller, who was designated for assignment by the White Sox last week. Yesterday, outfielder Tyler O'Neill, who leads the Red Sox with 11 home runs, was placed on the 10-day injury list with knee inflammation. Infielder Emmanuel Valdez called up from Worcester to take O'Neill's spot on the roster.
Mr. Opening Day himself, right? Tyler O'Neill?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so that's the Red Sox story. What about Major League Baseball news updates? What do you have for us this week?
Well, some interesting news yesterday as the baseball record books underwent a big change, as now all former Negro League players will have their statistics officially incorporated into Major League Baseball's historical records. Josh Gibson now has the highest career batting average of .372, passing Ty Cobb's .367. Gibson now also holds the highest career slugging percentage at .718, blowing past Babe Ruth's former record of .690. Gibson also the new all-time leader in OPS. He now holds the all-time single-season records in average, slugging percentage, and OPS. So I guess Josh Gibson could now be the greatest baseball player there ever was, because all of a sudden he's leading all these categories and winning all these awards.
Yeah, they're literally rewriting the history books. Well, there you go. Obviously,
there they are.
Yeah, obviously a great athlete. All right, any other MLB news notes, Andy?
Well, reigning NL MVP Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to miss the rest of the season. He tore his ACL in his knee in a game on Sunday versus the Pirates. Former Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts, now with the Padres, was placed on the injured list with a fractured shoulder. Last Friday, former Sox pitcher Drew Pomeranz signed a one-year deal with the Giants, but then yesterday, he was designated for assignment. Some other news from Major League Baseball, the Phillies offer their best start in the 142 years of the franchise. And much criticized umpire Angel Hernandez retired on Tuesday. Hernandez has been umpiring since 1991, last worked on May 9th, calling the White Sox 3-2 win over the Guardians. Hernandez sued Major League Baseball back in 2017 for racial discrimination, claiming he was not given World Series opportunities in a crew chief position because of his race. According to The Athletic, MLB came to Hernandez about retiring, and he agreed.
Yeah, you know, Andy, this is such a bizarre story because all these stories, you know, and you've been reading them on this guy in the last week since his retirement, saying this is the worst umpire practically ever in baseball. I mean, did we know this before? Probably you did.
Well, there was obviously, it was always a running joke with Angel Hernandez and his poor call judgment on balls and strikes and other plays on the field. And there are plenty of videos going around right now that will just show you that how bad his ball and strike calls were behind the plate. There's actually some funny stuff out there. But now he's had this reputation for some time. Just, the question out there is, he got hired in 1991. Why was he around so long is the question. I mean, that's a long career. That bad.
That's a
keeps your job.
Yeah, that's a horrible 30-year career, I guess, huh? Yeah. I'm really going deep in on this, Andy, I guess. So was he bad right from the beginning in 1991, or is this something that just – did he take a dive, if you will, in the 2020s or whatever?
I think it was more – to me, it kind of came more to light within probably 8 or so. You started hearing his name popping up of being such a bad umpire. So maybe he did start off on some good terms and was a decent umpire and – lost a judgment somewhere along the way, but that whole thing is one crazy story, no question about it.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us here this week?
Well, the 2026 World Baseball Classic, I know everyone gets so excited for this. It's going to be played in Houston, Miami, San Juan, and Tokyo, semifinals, and the finals going to be played in Miami.
2025 World Baseball Classic, all right. Now, who will be in that, Andy, the World Baseball Classic?
Well, each country has their own team entered. So mm-hmm. There'll be a U.S. team, there'll be a Dominican team, a Japan team, that type of thing. So, and obviously the current major league players in that tournament as well. They hold it. I think it's every 2 years. I think it is. They do this.
All right. So, there's a spot for Angel Hernandez to get back behind the plate.
If he wants to get some part time work while retired, he can go.
He'll cause an international incident, a flare-up or whatever. Yeah, all right. Andy, well, always good talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni. Oh, Andy, before I go, I got to say one last thing. It was the Brewers in town, as you were mentioning earlier. It was a great note that Sal Frelick, former Boston College, Lexington High, North Shore Navigator, got to play and play very well, as a matter of fact, against the Red Sox.
Yeah, he certainly did. In fact, he's now a full-time starter for the Brewers in the outfield, and it's great to see a local kid make good, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. And, when I saw him, the first time I saw him at playing the Navigators, now a number of years ago, what a sweet left-handed swing he has, just a really great kid, I guess, too. So good luck to him. And I just wanted to make sure we made note of that this week here on the podcast.
Absolutely. Well deserved.
All right. Andy Carboni, Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO, newsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.